BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1's weird, isn't it?
Radio 1's the best place ever.
During that song, someone said to me, "Oh, Scott, someone, you know Craig David? He wants to come in and give you some chocolate." What do you mean? When?
There's no real reason why.
Why? I mean, it's Friday, I get it, and Craig David's here a lot right now. But why is he with chocolate? Why is he carrying chocolate?
They weren't lying. So in the last 20 seconds of that song, in walks Craig David. Quick hug.
He's like, "How's it going, man? You're right. And then hands me a huge bar of wary dilk. Why?
I don't know.
I've got so many questions. God, I love this place.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Watch out, Chris. I'm having one of those days where I spill everything. Scott Spills is on.
Scott Spills.
Just chucked a whole load of water out there for no reason. Just knocked it over.
When you say for no reason, I mean it was an accident.
Of course, yeah, but
You make it sound like you've walked outside, just thrown some water at someone and come back in.
Well, that's what it looks like. But I just, you know, sometimes I just get a clumsy face.
Yeah.
That's happening today.
We should apologise to Millie, who works on the show.
Sorry, Millie.
Just thrown the water at.
Yeah. Just went everywhere.
As you said, for no reason.
I have days like these where I shouldn't really leave the house because so clumsy. Mm-hmm. That was Elle King. X's nose. So, after three, Busted are going to be here. And we're going to do a little game with them. You know the game we do called Funny Business, where, really simple, we've got a list here of businesses with ridiculous or slightly rude sounding names.
Yeah.
And then you have to call them and try not to laugh when they say the name of the company down the phone to you.
And thank you to everyone that sends these in to us, because we've got such a long list thanks to texts and tweets from people who spot these.
Yeah. Like, here's one from before, when you called up this business. Remember, we don't know what the business is called before we call.
Good afternoon, Ride Me.
Excuse me?
Good afternoon, Ride Me.
A business there called Ride Me. We've got some more. I think this is a good game for Busted. We'll do it just after three.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1. In a moment, I'm going to be very generous and start handing out some of the Craig David chocolate, which got delivered by Craig himself only 20 minutes ago. Massive bar. Thanks, Craig.
It is like Christmas, isn't it?
Do you want in?
He is like Santa. Yeah, of course
how big
I do.
It is.
Yeah, I know, it's massive. But we
Someone's
will...
doing all right for themselves, aren't they?
We will get through it.
Hey, someone's also, doing all right for themselves.
Did you notice he had a load of them? Which does suggest he's going from studio to studio.
It's like early Santa.
It is.
Right, so, you know, sometimes it's just fun just to see what's out there job-wise.
Yeah.
Done that recently?
What are you saying?
Have you been looking for a job recently?
No.
Look, you know, just to see what's out there.
No, but what are you saying? That almost seems to be a loaded question to me. Wait, what do you mean? Like I should be looking around, should I?
No. But doesn't everyone do it sometimes?
Well, have you?
No. No. Honestly, no.
No.
Why do I need to?
No. Oh, right, God. Anyway, so what's
Friday
going on?
Friday paranoia.
Yeah, what's going on?
You never know, do you? Right, okay, so my mate is... He's looking for a job at the moment. Well, he's fine in his current job, but, you know, sometimes it's nice to... I think what it is, it's nice to be offered another job sometimes because you just feel a bit wanted.
Also, you want to see where you are at in terms of the bigger picture. Like, you know, is there another job that you could be doing which has more money?
Yeah.
Or it could be a whole host of different reasons.
So, this job is an executive assistant role. I know.
Oh, blimey. Which friend's this?
I can't
amazing.
Say.
We are looking for a business/lifestyle executive assistant working for a top medical consultant, helping him with his private practice and private PA work.
Wow. Sounds good, right?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
Top medical assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Be assisting the top medical assistant.
Yes.
Wow.
Like PA stuff. Do you want to know what they're offering?
Go on in.
It's decent.
We are offering competitive rates based on experience with the potential for an excellent bonus.
Ooh. Excellent bonus.
Competitive rates.
Yeah, that pricks your ears up, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Eh? Do you want to know the requirements of the role?
Go on.
My friend was very keen.
Managing the work diary and coordinating daily meetings.
Fine.
Yeah, that's what you'd expect, being a PA.
Seems pretty normal, right?
Invoicing patients and private health insurers.
Yep, sounds fun. you know, well, not fun, but think of the money. But the bonus will be on for that.
Quite normal. I mean, that, it is an executive assistant role, after all. And?
Playing tennis with the boss at a private tennis club during the working week.
What do you mean?
Oh, that's awesome. That's on the job description.
Yeah.
Playing tennis with the boss at a private tennis club during the working week.
Say again? Right, so my friend was like, this is the job for me. Mm. And then it's like, oh, I hate tennis. And why do I have to play tennis with my boss once a week?
Also, it seems to be as important as the other things, which seem very important roles as part of the job.
And there's a PS.
Additionally, you must like cats.
I think you also have to feed the boss's cats while he's away or they're away.
So you need to be a cat-loving tennis player?
Yeah. And it's put my friend right off now because everything else looks amazing, doesn't it?
Bit strange to have the tennis thing on the job description.
It's really put him off. It's on the job description.
Yeah, because it does suggest that it's, well, whether you like it or not, it will be part of the job.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's definite. I mean, it's one of the things that they stipulate, that one of the first things.
Playing tennis with the boss at a private tennis club during the working week.
I just want to know if there's anyone else listening now who has thought to themselves when they've seen one, that is the job for me. And then there's something in the job description
that puts you off.
That's really, really put you off. Let me know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Pretty sweet job that he found on the internet. But then there's one thing in there that he was like, this put me right off. You have to play tennis with the boss once a week. Is this basically them wanting to hire someone to pretend to be their friend?
Yeah, I think so. But it's put him off.
Please play tennis with me.
It's put him off because he's useless at tennis, right?
Yeah, he wouldn't be any good at it.
But then that's probably what the guy needs, because loads of people are suggesting that, you know, if you play tennis with a boss, do you have to throw the game in their favour?
Oh, yeah.
So being useless is probably not the worst thing.
Well, you'd have to let the boss win, right?
Yeah.
Always.
Look at this. Loads of people want this job. A 23-year-old named Cyril. Quitting my job now. I can throw a racket about and have years of experience opening dog food.
I know.
Opening cat food.
Loads of people are really keen for it. You just got to pretend to be his friend and not be allowed to whoop his ass at tennis. Oh, no. Shout out to the person whose sister sent out her CV multiple times the other day before noticing that spell checker hadn't noticed that she said she's experienced in the pubic sector. Not ideal at all.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We're relaunching Busted after 3.
Huge.
I mean, that's huge. Also, a few people are saying that, people have listened to me for a long time, that I said once on the show that if Busted ever reformed, then I would buy every man, woman and child, well, not child, a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
Now, we've checked the tapes back, because they were tapes, and I didn't say that. I said, if they reform before the end of this year, and this was years back, then I'll buy everyone a bottle of wine. So anyone that's texting and tweeting today going, you owe me wine, I actually don't, because it's about 5 years ago I said that.
I mean, it's going to be good to have him back, right? For me, this is going to be a bit like therapy, because I was quite upset when they broke up.
I know you were.
They were like my, I don't want to say guilty pleasure, because I wasn't really that guilty about it, but I really liked Busted.
And you were quite out about it as well.
Yeah, I was. Yeah. And we talked about that before.
Yeah.
Especially on 24 Years at the Tap End. Do you remember? Like, lots of stories surrounding Busted.
An exciting day for you.
Really
that,
exciting.
That and Britney Spears in 1 week.
I know.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So, today, Tom O'Dell never does things by halves, really, when he plays the Live Lounge. He had a full-on string section consisting of violins, cellos, bass cellos. What's that? Didn't even know they were on. Incredible backing vocalists, and he smashed it. He took on The Sound by the 1975 ahead of their gig live from Blackpool Tower tonight, from the ballroom. And he played his new single, Here I Am, which we're going to play for you now. Tom O'Dell in the Live Lounge. Last day of Live Lounge month today. Those backing singers, man.
So good.
Do you know, I'd be happy in life just being a backing singer. That's all I want.
No, you wouldn't.
I would.
No, you'd want to rise above your station.
No, I would. I'd be happy with it. No, I would.
You'd step slightly forward. If or you'd do a different dance.
If I sounded like that, I'd be happy. Do you ever do, like, in your car, do you ever try and do harmonies?
Yeah, all the time.
So do I.
But the only way
In my head, I nail them.
The only way you can make it, yeah, well, everyone does. The only way you can make it work is by turning the radio up really loud.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way you can really not hear yourself, yet sound amazing.
If I was listening to that in the car then, I would be attempting all of those.
Yeah.
That's my harmony inspiration, that. Here I am, Tom O'Dell, on BBC Radio 1 from the Live Lounge. What a day to finish it off with Tom O'Dell. And then tonight, the 1975 Live Lounge Symphony, that's what we're calling it, with the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra at the Blackpool Tower Ballroom. Do not miss this tonight.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I don't know whether you want to talk about this on air, but you know that I have booked our spa day.
Right, so we are talking about it then.
Oh. Is that something you wouldn't want to say, really, or...?
No, it's fine.
I just think it's a chance for you and me to relax, you know, and just forget about the stresses of life for a bit.
It's just very different to how I catch up with other friends. But that's what I really like about you, is you do open me up to different experiences.
We were having a text conversation earlier this week, and I was like, Chris, whenever we catch up, we do the same old thing all the time.
It's true.
We do. We go to that pub down the road. I mean, they're very grateful of our business.
They need... our business.
Well, I think without us, they would probably close. And then sometimes we go to the place which is directly opposite there.
To jazz it up a bit.
For food.
Yeah.
If we're feeling jazzy. If we want to spend like £3, we'll go to get a bacon roll at the place which is to the left of the pub. So you see what we're doing here? We're literally going to different places, but they're all within several feet of each other.
I know. And
We live in one of the biggest, greatest cities in the world. We need to get out there.
Expand our horizons a bit.
There's so much to do, you know, and we're not doing any of it. We're going to the pub, to the place on the left with the bacon rolls, and then to the place opposite with the slightly jazzier food.
No, but we've said, because at this time where it feels like it's getting darker earlier...
I know.
And it gets harder to be motivated when it's not as sunny around the place, right? So we've said we're going to be more proactive. I think that's what everyone needs to do. I think a lot of people feel down this time of year. There's a lot of changes in people's lives. People go to uni... You know, people's friends go to uni.
And the weather's changing,
you know,
yeah.
People starting at school. There's all that, these kind of changes. And, yeah, the seasonal changes, the weather changes. So I think we all need to be a bit more proactive in just shaking things up a little bit. So you're saying spa day. You also said we need to go to the gym together.
Yeah. Are you up for that?
Yeah. I'm saying...
Monday.
Let's give it a go.
Monday we're on.
For the gym.
See, I knew you'd be like this. I tried to organize... You know, gym on Monday. I'm just trying to do different things.
What kind of gym?
Spinning class? No? See, it's already not working, is it?
This is the UK's official number one. Listen,
Friday from... Okay, last one of the week.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio
1.
Oh, hi, Caitlin.
Hi, Scott. How's it going?
I'm all right, you know. Voice is a bit on the wonk again.
Oh, no.
I know.
Honey.
It's the freshest flu.
Oh, please keep it to yourself.
Too many freshers.
Yeah, keep it to yourself. You can't catch that down the radio, I don't think.
Not on the radio.
No,
no.
But I do think it's kind of like a Friday voice. I think it sort of suits the mood. It's all good.
Yeah.
Do you fancy me a bit?
Do I fancy you a bit? What, because of your voice?
Yeah, just today.
No.
Caitlin?
Yeah, I'll go for it.
Anybody?
Please?
Anybody? Please? Okay, so... I don't want to sway this, but...
You're 2-1 down.
I'm 2-1 down. I'm not feeling the best, honest, Caitlin.
Don't do an X Factor. Don't go for the sympathy vote.
It's not been the best week of my life.
Oh, come off it.
But I don't want you to...
I don't want
this to sway your decision in any way, all right?
Violin.
Listen, bangers is business. You're 2-1 down. You had a day off. Look, you can have some sympathy for the fact you had a day off. You're playing for pride here, or I'm going for another win. Who's going first?
You.
Me to serve. Okay, Caitlin. But if you close your eyes... This is such a tune. It's Bastille Pompeii, but it's the Audion remix of that song. It is so, 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 so good.
I played this for the freshers in Newcastle last night.
We love it, don't we?
Yeah. So it's Pompeii with a Friday twist.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's my choice for you on bangers. Or...
Or you could always have... this bouncy little tune by The Magician featuring Years and Years. This is kind of the first thing we ever heard from Years and Years.
It was, yeah. Good point.
And they were a feat on this track.
Oh, good Friday tunes.
It's called Sunlight. They're both good.
Decisions. They're both good Friday bangers.
Mm-hmm.
The sun's shining up here in Scotland, so this could get us in the mood. But I think this isn't a sympathy vote. I'm going to have to go for Scott.
Oh, you're joking.
Love you.
Yeah.
Daily.
Do you remember we had someone on a while ago that had analysed everything about bangers, like who wins the most, what demographic are most likely to pick who?
Yeah.
And they did say that whenever it's a youngish girl from Scotland, I always win.
Yeah.
And that is definitely true there.
Oh, I would have loved to have heard my song as well. Both great tunes. Can't complain. Two all.
I'm happy with two all.
Mm.
Thank you, Caitlin, in Edinburgh, for choosing Years and Years featuring, sorry, The Magician. Don't want to like take away the glory from The Magician because they might not have it again.
Exactly, it was just a feat at that point, Years and Years.
The Magician feat Years and Years. I'm obsessed that Ollie from Years and Years has just got on Newsbeat, says that he fancies Jeremy Corbyn a little bit.
Yeah.
And that is Sunlight, bringing it to two all. On this week's bangers, we'll resume on Monday.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Oh, God, that is so lush. Francis and Lights, Bon Iver, Friends. I think I want to have a bath to that. Can you imagine it? Oh, I have to leave my headphones on for that track because I just get fully immersed.
Is that what you're imagining, though? In fact, no, that's what I don't want to have to imagine every time I hear that song. Just you in the bath, because right now it's glorious.
Thank you.
No, no. That's what I'm saying. It shouldn't be that I hear that intro and I'm like, yes.
There he is.
And then it's like, oh, no.
Oh, he's getting in.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, it's a bit hot. Get out again.
Oh, you'll be dipping toe to this song, won't you?
I love it. Francis and Lights, Bon Iver and Friends on BBC Radio 1. Wow. And I look back sometimes on what's happened in a week on the show and I'm amazed. This week is one of those weeks. Actual Britney Spears joined us in the studio on Wednesday and we convinced her to do a Northern accent because she does love doing a British accent, but she thinks that we all speak like this. And she does that on her show when she did it in London this week. And I told her that, you know, there are some regional accents, including Wakefield, if she wanted to give that a go.
Everyone in club, all eyes on us.
Yes, Brittany. Yes, you've nailed Wakefield. So if you ever play the north of England, that's what you need to do.
Kind of Geordie as well, I think.
A little bit, but
yeah, that sounded good.
Also, we had Chris and Stephen from Gogglebox on to play Innuendo Bingo.
Another question, please.
Good afternoon. I'm Dick Soper from Great Saxon.
What a great name.
And listen, where he's from.
Good afternoon. I'm Dick Soper from Great Saxon.
No way.
That's my new favourite clip.
Another question, please.
Good afternoon. I'm Dick Soper from Great Saxon.
And we were also joined by a really, really famous international sports star this week who had a bit of a confession to make. He, or was it a she, wanted to hide their identity, so we disguised their voice.
There's a few occasions where I woke up in the middle of the night and my arms are, like, vertically in the air and I've been tickling myself.
What? What do you mean your arms are vertically in the air? Who sleeps like that?
Well, apparently I do when I'm tickling myself.
But who was the famous international sports star? All of that and more is on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Next week... Oh, I didn't know this. On Innuendo Bingo.
Go on.
Do you know this?
I don't.
They're back Alexander Armstrong and Richard Osman off of Pointless.
Oh, wow.
Pointless in Unibingo. Bingo. That's happening next week on the show. Get our podcast for all our best bits for free.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
It's busted. Hi.
Hello. Hello.
Do you feel like you've gone back in time because it's still me interviewing you?
it's a very familiar, friendly face. It's nice to see.
I'm still here. I never went away.
Yes.
How are you?
Really good, man. Really good.
Today is a big day for you boys.
Very big.
It's a big one.
It's really weird seeing you all together again.
Is it?
A little bit. Does it feel strange?
A little bit, yeah. I've seen you all kind of individually at various points, yeah. But not like this. No. Not for a long time.
Yeah, Charlie, as you came into the studio, you're like, whoa, it looks wicked in here. It's like, do you not remember it like this?
Well, no, I just knew the building's moved, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, building.
Is that how long it's been?
Yeah. Exactly.
No, to be fair, we've only been in here like 3 years.
Yeah, that looks very nice.
But you would have remembered the old building.
Yes.
Yeah, we had Charlie not that long ago on the show, though. But yeah, I think you're right.
Mm. Yeah, what is the old building? Anyway, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm really good, thanks. There's so much to catch up on.
I know.
The exciting thing is, I have heard the track, obviously. Chris hasn't heard it.
I am the biggest fan of Busted, though. So my first ever gig, concert, whatever you want to call it, was Wembley Arena, McFly supporting you guys. And I was there.
Oh, wow. Really? How old were you?
14, 15, whoa, something like that.
Nice.
And it was an incredible time.
Did you tell your mates?
I went with my best mate, but the way we managed to do it...
The only boys in the crowd.
No offence to you guys, because we were the only guys, is we took his very little brother, who was about 8 or 9 at the time.
He was your excuse.
And he was the excuse to get to go, but it was awesome.
Nice. Yeah.
Mate,
nice.
Awesome, dude.
Tell them the... before we get onto the new stuff, tell them the thing you used to do on the train. Oh, this isn't embarrassing for you.
No, this is a bit embarrassing. So my favourite Busted song was Sleeping With The Lights On.
It's a classic.
Right.
Which I still hold very dear. So what I would do is, as the doors opened on the train, I would try and time getting off the train to when the chorus kicked in on that song.
Nice, why?
I don't know, it's just what I did. So I'd line it up on my phone, or at the time probably wasn't my phone.
Probably wasn't your phone.
That's a very risky game. So what if the chorus didn't come in, you just missed your stop?
Well, no, it definitely came in, because it was a recording of it. It wasn't like you guys were... Stood there live.
So you lined up on your cassette?
Yeah.
Oh, right, I see.
And it would just be like an epic way of getting off the train.
Can we reenact that now?
We can. I mean, okay, it's all feeling a tad awkward.
You're on the train.
I'm on the train.
Okay. Yep. What's happening now?
All right, so the train is slowing down as it gets into Pinner Station.
Right. I know Pinner Station.
At this point, it's tricky because you need to be at one with the driver as you do this.
Okay.
I'm stood up.
You stood up. Got your bag.
The door's open now, and I walk through.
It just makes everything a bit more epic.
It does.
That's excellent.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Hey, Chris, you haven't heard the new track yet.
No, I haven't. Enough about me.
Can we play, I'm going to play you 2 or 3 seconds and I want to get your reaction. Because it's different.
Oh. Very different.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's warming up.
Oh.
No, it sounds dancey.
Yeah.
It sounds more dancey than I was expecting.
Yeah. Just wait.
A bit more, yeah.
You want a bit more?
Play him some more.
Yeah.
Who's it remind you of a little bit?
It sounds like a sort of Milo or Daft Punk or something like that. Yeah.
I like your genuine excitement. It's good. Yeah.
This gives you a nice feel of what's to come. You know, it's a big move for us. It's a different kind of sound for us, but it's we love it. We love it. We can't wait for people to hear it.
Yeah, we just wanted to just write a collection of good songs. Mm. Sonically, it's very different to what we did before, but we hope people just dig the songs.
What other changes are there then? Are you still with guitars when you're performing, or is the jumping off?
Yeah, there's guitar.
it's what we're all wondering.
Even if the jumping is off, don't tell him because he'll be devastated.
There is.
You can jump.
You can hear guitar on there.
Yeah,
there's guitar on there. It's just it's not all based on guitars.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Bass lines and drum beats.
We swapped out the guitars for some Juno 80s synths.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, obviously, that changes what you do on stage quite a bit.
Well, this is it, Scott. We don't really know what we're going to do on stage now.
Yeah, we're still working that out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a bit of a TBC.
I want you all to be kind of bit silent behind keyboards. Yeah. Like, looking really serious.
Yeah. Three keyboards. Or you could get those keyboards that you strap to.
James
you
got like, one.
I already got
James
one.
James uses yeah. one. Already the keytar.
See, Chris, you should have been at Wembley in May.
Yeah, exactly.
In the 2016 oh, Wembley, Chris.
We debuted a couple of songs when we played in March, and James did rock the keytar.
Right, so let's play the track now.
Yes.
Shall we?
In full.
Oh, let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's play it. Can't
in
wait for
full.
This.
I'm so excited about
so,
this.
So, on Radio 1, this is new Busted on What You're On. It's playing now.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
How do you feel now?
Yes. That was awesome.
There we go.
Cool. That was awesome.
Busted on Radio 1, on What You're On. Very different.
It's so good.
I'm so pleased that you're getting a good reaction to it as well.
Thank you so much,
thanks,
man.
Mate.
Thanks, Scott. Who's going to do the sax live?
We've got a guy who's awesome. We actually played it. We played it live for the first time last week, and we've got a dude.
He gets all the glory.
Does he?
Yeah, he does.
He,
I mean,
has the
really
best
does.
Job ever.
He gets all the glory.
Just walks on and just takes all the glory from the song.
I mean, he's in it quite a lot, isn't he? Yeah. Right, okay, so every now and again, we do this game on air. I thought you guys would be up for getting involved with this today. It's called Funny Business. It's dead simple. We get a list of businesses, which we have here all the time, with hilarious-sounding names. The idea is we call them up. They say the name of the company. You try your hardest not to laugh. It's good to know that since you've been away, my games have not got any more mature, isn't it? They're still the same.
Yeah. That, I mean, some of them are ridiculous names. Last one I called, I think, was called Spook Erection.
Yeah.
Is that
what kind of business was that?
Spook Erection?
That's so weird.
Construction building. Agency.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Right. And these are real businesses?
They're real, yeah. So let's take it in turns. Let's do one each. Who wants to start?
Matthew, okay, I'll start.
Okay, Matthew, I'm going to put you through to a business here. Just try not to laugh if you can.
Okay.
If you don't quite hear the name of the company, just ask them.
Feel free to ask again.
Yeah. Line one, here we go.
Good afternoon, the hand job. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hello.
I'm really sorry. Could you please repeat the name of your business, please?
The hand job.
The hand job?
Yes.
And what exactly do you do there?
We're a car wash.
You're a car wash.
Yeah.
Ah. Okay, such a letdown. Look, thanks anyway. Thank you.
Right.
Wrong number. Thanks, bye.
Okay, bye.
Wow.
Amazing. Amazing. The hand job. Yeah. That is brilliant.
Yeah.
I could do this all day.
All real businesses. I know, this is my job, Matt. Yeah. Okay. Right, James next.
Yeah.
Okay. Compose yourself. Here we go. That was a good one to start.
That was brilliant.
That was great.
Absolutely brilliant.
Pick up.
Hello, Doggy Styles.
<I'm sorry. laughs> Hi. Sorry, what was the name of your company again?
I'm Doggy Styles.
And what is it you do?
We're dog groomers.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, can I help?
Nah, it's okay.
Okay, all right then, okay. thank you.
can I help? No, it's okay.
I like that she said thank you to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for wasting my time.
We're doing quite well here, lads. Okay.
Thank you very much for wasting my morning.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Charlie, you're on.
God, I'm nervous.
Okay, here we go. No laughing, remember?
Can we do a special one?
Charm them with that voice of yours. Who's it going to be?
Good afternoon. Can I help?
Hi there. Sorry, what's the name of the business?
It's called Rim Master.
Good Rim Master.
Yes, Rim Master.
Okay.
We repair alloy wheels and weld them and straighten them.
And straighten them as well. Okay. Brilliant. I'll think about it and maybe get back to you. Thank you.
Okay, then. And your name is, please?
My name is Scott.
Hello, Scott.
Hi there.
If you want to speak to anybody, just ask for Pete.
Thank you. Thanks, Pete. Okay, see you later.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, bless Pete. Thanks for not saying your name as well.
My name is none of your business. Yeah.
Remember, though, if you ever consider it, ask for Pete.
Yeah.
Busted, it's so good to see you again. And I know this is the start of seeing you a lot more again. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much,
Scott.
Thanks
for having us, Scott. Thank you.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Annie Mack.
Hi, Scott Mills. You've got Fresh's flu.
Yes, I have. It was always going to happen.
I saw you, was it like 10 days ago or something? And you were kind of right. You were right in the middle of it. How many consecutive gigs did you do in a row? Was it like 20 or something?
No, I'm saying like 6 or 7.
6 or 7, yeah.
I was in Newcastle last night.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Train back this morning?
Or
drive?
Train back this morning.
Because it's too long to drive that.
Yeah.
Nice 3-hour train journey.
But I do think that's the difference is compared to most artists, it's...
Artists.
There's a day job as well.
There's a day job on top of it, yeah. But Scott, having been in the car with Scott on the way back from Big Weekend, he knows how to travel in style. I was handed a pint of wine in a plastic glass. I was given a pillow.
Yep.
And we had the most luxurious and lovely journey home ever.
Didn't we have a great time?
But you know what? I was pregnant at the time and I couldn't tell you.
No, you weren't.
Is he going to notice the fact that I haven't drunk my pint of
wine? What did you do? Sling it out the window?
Oh, I think she gave it to me.
I think I did.
Oh, yeah. Or did you spill it on Scott and then just claim that it was his fault?
I didn't want to spill it in the lovely car. But
that's brilliant.
Yeah, I handed it over.
So how's things with you? Lots going on at the moment.
God, it's so busy. Yeah, really good. So me and Clara did a job swap today.
Yeah, I like that.
Because I didn't feel like the regular listeners to my Friday show would be happy with me presenting non-mini mixes and things like that.
Yeah.
So it made sense for Clara to take over and bring a whole new thing in tonight, which is, of course, the finale of The Live Lounge, the 1975 from Blackpool. I did her show. We had a right laugh. It was really good. We had Tom O'Dell. He conveniently did a cover of the 1975. So today's been great.
Thanks, Tom.
Thanks, Tom. And then week shows have been fabulous. Last night we did The Exchange, which is something we're really excited about, actually, which is a kind of a, it's like a talk bit of our radio show.
I love it.
I love listening to people chat about music. It's my favourite thing, ranting about music and all the topics around it. So we had Dan from Bastille, Ollie from Years and Years, and Wretch 3-2 all sitting on some sofas and just ranting about everything from Jeremy Corbyn, who Ollie from Years and Years fancies, by the way.
Yeah, what's that about? I couldn't believe that.
He said he likes the look of a guy who's just ready to go on a march at any point.
Sure.
He's into activist chic.
Right, okay, I love that.
It is great because it's not just about the music. I think that's what's nice about it. It's about issues surrounding music and artists and their lives and how they got into music.
Yes, so we talked about club culture. We talked a lot about club culture. We talked about role models and what it is to be a role model in music. And you get to learn so much about these artists. Obviously, you know them from music, but you know a lot more after.
But I really want to hear this now.
Yeah,
it's great. It's on iPlayer. You can watch it. 25 minutes.
Okay, Annie, we're going to play Real or No Real right now.
Woo!
The 1975 have requested 1,975 sticks of Blackpool Rock on their rider for this evening.
I think that's not true. No. I think someone really enjoyed writing that lie. But it's a lie.
Yeah. It sounds like it's a lie that's been written, doesn't
Mind
it?
Mind you, let's just think for a second about Matty Healy, who is quite an extravagant character, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but is he not more likely to wear the sticks of rock in some kind of clothing?
Well, as a suit.
Yeah. as a kind of nod to Blackpool.
As a nod to Lady Gaga's meat dress.
Yeah.
But the Blackpool version.
Yeah.
Who is it that asked for the fridge magnets of everywhere he's played? Is that example?
I think so. Or Professor Green. I can't remember. One of the two.
He must have a lot of fridge magnets.
Yeah. I did fridge magnets for a bit.
Did you?
Do you remember when I did pigs?
What?
Oh, you did do pigs?
Yes, so I did pigs.
One of my mates, who's a promoter in a club, actually got Annie Mack some
pigs.
There
was two baby pigs in my dressing room, I swear.
Real pigs?
Basically, I'm obsessed with pigs. That's a fact of mine. I love pigs. And I put a thing on the rider saying, like, a pig of, like, interpretation, you know.
Do what you want.
Do what you want. Like, and we actually specified, like, a cuddly toy, a postcard, a sticker. Went to Portsmouth, went into my dressing room, and there's two baby pigs in a pen in my dressing room.
That is incredible.
Way to my heart.
So did the 1975 request 1975 sticks of Blackpool Rock on their rider for this evening, real or no real?
No real.
I think it's a lovely idea, but I think this is no real.
That one is no real.
Completely made up, as far as we know. Although we have done a bit of digging with Radio 1 Insiders, and we can confirm that they have explicitly requested a lot of hummus and some beer. What a combo.
Rock and roll.
Annie, you're right to wait right there.
I won't move.
We will continue this in just a moment. It's Real or No Real on Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Annie Mack is here. Hi, loves.
Hello.
And we're playing Real or No Real.
Top chef Gordon Ramsay has been barred from attending his own daughter's parents' evening.
Oh.
How do you get barred from a parents' evening?
Well, you kick off, obviously.
Yeah.
You lose your rag. And I can see him doing that. I mean, that's what he's famous for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's been cashing in on it for a while. Mm. So why not do it at the parents' evening?
You know, though, when I see his American shows as opposed to his UK ones, his temper seems to be worse on the American ones.
Maybe he deliberately gets more extreme for America because it's more of an extreme place.
I think he does. I think he hams it up in America.
That's kind of what I mean.
I mean, this is the land of Jerry Springer. You know,
exactly.
They have to go all out, don't they?
I think he really hams it up in America. Because I think that's what they look to him for. A bit like they do with Simon Cowell. They're like, oh my God, he's so nasty. He's not that nasty, but he ramps it up in America. And I think Gordon Ramsay does the same thing.
It's like the pantomime baddie, isn't it?
Totally, that. Yeah. That. Have you seen, Annie Mac, the video of Gordon Ramsay going, "You're an idiot sandwich"?
No.
And he's got two pieces of bread on someone's ears. Like, what are you? You're an idiot sandwich. That was for the American show.
You know what? He probably like lay in bed one night and thought, I'm going to do an idiot sandwich one day.
It's
like
two bits of bread.
I think he pre-writes them. Because some of them are so good.
They
are
good.
Some of the insults.
Yeah.
Also, in the background, when he's being proper ranty in America, they have the sounds of sharpening knives and stuff. Like, they really amp up all the music.
All the music's on. It's so much drama.
Yeah. I totally believe this.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, maybe he was just kind of getting too into the role playing, and he clearly has a fiery temper naturally, but maybe he just come back from filming in America or something and was just like straight into the parents' evening and disagreed with the teacher.
So are you saying real?
I'm saying real.
Chris?
I don't think this would happen because I think all the teachers would want to be friends with Gordon Ramsay so that they can go to the restaurant. So I don't think he would have kicked off because I think they would have been extra nice.
So you think they would have said nice things about the daughter just...
Yeah, just to try and get free food. So I think this is no real.
That one is real.
Yes!
Although not for the reasons that you might think. Gordon's been banned from attending his daughter's parents' evening because he asked the headmaster for a selfie.
What?!
He wanted a selfie. He wanted a selfie with the headmaster. The following day after the incident, Gordon's PA received an email which said, "Can you please refrain from the next parents' evening? We do not need the presence of Mr. Ramsay."
What? Because of the selfie?
Disrespect.
If he had kicked off, I get it.
Wow.
And finally,
as he was unable to attend a show in Melbourne, singer-songwriter Bon Iver sent a cassette player and a boombox as a replacement for himself.
It's pretty hipster.
It's
isn't it?
Well, just a cassette in itself is pretty hipster, isn't it?
Chris, has there been a time in your life where you thought, maybe I'm turning into a hipster? It certainly hasn't happened to me.
Any times, Chris?
I don't know.
Like, maybe you start talking about films that nobody's heard of.
Growing a beard by mistake?
It's not really me. I did Movember, but that's not really
started. Maybe
thing, is it?
Riding a bicycle to work.
Mm-hmm. No, not really done that.
Started eating organic.
Only kind of via you.
Always a bag of kale chips on the go.
No, that's not me. That's not me.
That's not me. Bag of kale chips. That's not me.
Living in a really dodgy area, but claiming that you really like it.
Well then, Annie, have you ever not been able to make one of your shows? Mm-hmm. So what you've done is just sent one of your
sent one of my compilations.
Yeah.
Do you sometimes wish so you could get even more gigs that you'd had a lookalike?
Yeah.
Send one in.
I mean, yes, that would be fabulous.
No, but they'd have to be...
You know when there's duos, like Chase and Status, just do opposite gigs, don't they? Just do different gigs on same
thing. Is though, the lookalike would have to be as good as you at DJing, otherwise it would ruin the brand.
Yeah, and there has been people who've tried to get into clubs and stuff. Yeah.
Anyone
with curly hair, basically. He's like, I'm Annie Mac.
But did Bon Iver send a cassette player and a boombox as a replacement for himself recently at a gig in Melbourne?
So I can tell you what the actual story is. So he did a kind of Kanye West style, because he's been working with Kanye West, like world listening party for his album. So he did one in London, one in Melbourne, like all over the world, and people just congregated in a certain place to listen to his album. I didn't realise it was on a cassette player and a boombox.
Amazing.
Of course it was. But they did it outside Rough Trade in London. But I don't think it was billed as a gig. I think people knew that it was just a chance to listen to his album.
Okay.
So I would say that is no real.
Oh, hang on. I thought you were going to say real. Well, I'll go no real then.
That one is no real.
Yes.
But you're right, across 11 locations, Bon Iver delivered a cassette player, complete with a tape of his new album for fans to listen to.
Where do you even get 11 cassette players?
I know. This is last night. One social media commentator did say this is peak Melbourne and the most hipster experience ever, listening to Bon Iver on a cassette player in an alleyway. At the end of that round of Real or No Real,
I got 20. Annie, you win, you got 30.
Yep, yep, yep.
Thank you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Off to entertain lots of students this weekend, aren't we, Chris?
Yes, we really are.
Oh, no. Is it going to be that thing where we've spent too much time together again?
Well, no. It should be a bonding time for us. A good thing. It should be something you look forward to.
Where are we going tonight, Chris?
Tonight we're going to
Loughborough.
We're going to Loughborough and we're going to Nottingham Trent.
Yes.
Yes.
See you later. Freshers. Last bout of freshers for the season.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. BBC
Radio 1.